I will begin with a short comment about how I got involved with the Philadelphia Society. I was at the Heritage Foundation with Bill Campbell as a Bradley Resident Scholar. And to give you some idea how long ago that was, Bill Campbell is the first person I've ever known who slept on a futon. So I won't tell you the exact year, but that should give you some indication. It was sometime in the 20th century, not the 21st. So, but it's my pleasure to be chairing the panel on American Rhetoric. And we have, and you may have noticed, there are four people up here instead of the number you see in your panel, but we're delighted to have this particular collection of people and wisdom up here. And we are going to work through the American theme, and Bill asked me to make just a couple of comments about America, which I'm always happy to do. As a student of politics, when I look at rhetoric in America, I tend to look at a variety of different things that I think are fairly critical in terms of how we see the political landscape changing. The things that normally strike me are the founding, obviously, where I think was clearly the period when probably the best rhetoric about shaping the American mind took place. And I happen to be someone who thinks when you look at the Declaration, you look at the Constitution, the battle surrounding that, the last panel they were talking a little bit about notions of rhetoric being tied to history. I think that's true. I've always talked, when I've taught about the founding, about the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists. And always struck me the reason the Federalists won that particular battle is the Anti-Federalists relied on history in the past to create their arguments, where I think the Federalists looked more to theory and the promise of the future. And I think in American politics, the rhetoric that always looks to promise and looks to human nature generally is the rhetoric that prevails in America. There's a whole series of things you can look at. If you look at watershed elections, critical elections, realigning elections, I think those are periods in American history when we've seen rhetoric rise to an occasion to sort of transform things. The other thing I often look to while I'm thinking about periods when we've gone through a change and rhetoric has had a role in that is I always look to periods when we've seen constitutional amendments take place. Obviously, the first 10 were a result of the Constitution being created. If you look at the lumps of constitutional amendments that occur, the next real collection of them occurs during the Civil War. And then the next series of constitutional amendments we see happening is during the Progressive Era. I happen to be someone who thinks the 17th Amendment was the biggest mistake we've made, but I know people argue with me about that, and I'm sure they're wrong on other matters as well.